Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Sometimes you have to go back to your roots to find your way. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is August 23rd, 2013. We have a sports article today and tomorrow, and you can find it on pages 36 and 37 in your Advanced magazine. The title is Soccer Star Goes to Thailand. And this is a little bit different because maybe a lot of you people have not heard of this player, and his name is Anthony Ampipatakwan, and he actually was born in America, I believe, in the state of Texas, and but he has Thai ethnic origins. His father is from Thailand, so this is a really pretty interesting story about finding success, hitting roadblocks, and then maybe taking a different route to accomplish what you want to do. So it's not just a sports article. It also is about considering alternatives that might be out there. So, and I'm very happy to have resident football expert Daniel Bastica in the studio with us for this program. Hi, Daniel.
Hello. I am so excited to be here. I love soccer, so let's talk about it.
Good to have you here, Daniel. For most of our listeners, maybe you've seen Daniel on the Let's Talk English TV program. Daniel does a lot of things over there. And I think you've had some soccer features or football features on Let's Talk English, haven't you?
Once in a while, I get to play with a soccer ball on TV, but yeah, not so often anymore.
All right. How about yourself? Not just playing on TV, but what about on the weekends?
You know, I really should play more soccer, but, you know, in the summertime, it is really hot to play outside. So, yeah, sometimes you'll see me play with my son outside, but, yeah, not that often anymore.
All right. Well, great to have you here. And now, did you know about this player, Anthony Ampipatakwan, before?
No, actually, I've not heard of this player before, but it's always interesting. You always hear new players come up and have stories about them, so it's not uncommon to learn something new about a new soccer player in the different soccer leagues.
Yeah, and a lot of times they might be playing in one league in a different country, and then later they'll be appearing for a team in England or Germany or Italy or Spain, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, a player, they have to start somewhere, and they might start with a very small team. They start usually in college or university, and then they get better, and then they sign up for a professional team and move along club teams. Every soccer player's dream is to someday play in Europe, where there is money, where the atmosphere in playing soccer is special. It's the place where soccer is very passionate.
Did you ever dream about that?
I did, actually. I dreamed that someday I would become a professional soccer player.
And what happened?
Well, I guess I just wasn't good enough, but I can keep dreaming, right?
But you're good at something else. You're good at other things. We're all good. Everybody is good at something.
That's
so,
right.
And you're very good with videography and things having to do with the TV production and film production.
Yeah, it's fun, too. It's another passion of mine.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad to have Daniel here. And also in the studio is Amanda Youngapier. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Bill, and hi, listeners.
Yeah. Are you a football fan?
Well, I wouldn't say purposefully I am, but I have become one through my friends. Obviously, being from New Zealand, we generally focus on rugby. But honestly, in the wintertime, the second sport would be soccer. And so many of my friends growing up played soccer. And actually, I did too for a time in high school.
Well, New Zealand has had a surprising success, actually. It's unexpected because I believe in both the men and the women's World Cup, the New Zealand team has appeared in the most recent World Cups for both men and women, right?
Yes, we have. So it is a sport that is played not only on the weekends, but also socially after work. Many people play soccer. And even when I was in elementary school, we would play indoor soccer during break times.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listeners, glad that you are with us here for this article, this sports article, today and tomorrow. So let's do this. Let's have our first reading. Turn to page 36, and we will read page 36 and the first two paragraphs on page 37.
Soccer star goes to Thailand. Anthony Ampai Pattakwan finds elephants around every corner in Thailand. When he went to Thailand last summer, Anthony Ampai Pattakwan was not prepared to see an elephant walk by his table. The unimaginable sight shocked Ampai Pattakwan, a former University of Akron soccer star, during his first month in the country where his father was born. Encountering culture. Signing a 2.5-year contract to play for Buriram United of the Thai Premier League in July, Ampai Pattakwan, pronounced Ampai Pattakwan, was eating at a night market when the massive animal, which he compared to a monster truck, lumbered by with its owner. That's how he gets tips. He does tricks, Ampai Pattakwan explained, when he returned to Akron for UA coach Caleb Porter's farewell. You pay the elephant. The elephant picks up the money by its nose. Elephants are common in Thailand, said Ampai Pattakwan's father, Pete, who came to the United States when he was 19. Buriram is about 5 hours from Bangkok, Ampai Pattakwan said, and not heavily populated. But he said driving is crazy, so he relies on team chauffeurs and never gets behind the wheel.
Okay, soccer star goes to Thailand. And what do we say here in the deck, Amanda?
Well, we talk about who that soccer star is, and his name is Anthony Ampai Pattakwan, and he finds elephants around every corner in Thailand.
All right, so we kind of shift gears there. We're not talking about soccer. Then we start talking about elephants. And we're going to find out why the elephants are relevant as we proceed in this article. Now, how do we begin our reading, Daniel?
By starting with when he went to Thailand last summer. Anthony Ampai Pattakwan. Not sure how to say
it. Don't worry, you'll get used to it.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get better.
He was not prepared to see an elephant walk by his table.
Aha! So, there we go. We had introduced this elephant concept in our deck. And so, certainly he wasn't used to it. Why would he not be used to it?
Well, there are not that many elephants that walk around in the United States, for one. At least not as freely as in Thailand.
Yeah, certainly not in Texas. There's no or Ohio, which we get into. Yeah, so he was surprised. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised. I would think he knew a little bit about his homeland, his ethnic homeland.
Yeah.
So we continue with this narrative.
The unimaginable sight shocked him. Unimaginable, obviously, you know, we think or we can imagine something in our mind what it looks like, but if it's unimaginable, we can't. And this surprised Anthony because he's been spending his time at the University of Akron. He's a University of Akron, a soccer star.
Well, he did pretty well, so, yeah.
But now, that's in Ohio.
So he grew up in Texas, but then he went to university in Ohio, and actually he went there on a soccer scholarship. So, of course, sports are very big in the United States at universities, much bigger than they are in most of the universities around the world. It's big business, and these schools offer these scholarships, and he was one of the top players in America. So a lot of people might not be familiar with the University of Akron, but certain schools they specialize in certain sports. And Akron is not as famous as some of the bigger schools, but they've actually had a very good football or soccer program in Akron. So he decided to go there. And but then now, after being there, he's moved on to Thailand. And this elephant situation happened during his first month in the country where his father was born. Now, our next section, Encountering Culture, begins.
Signing a 2.5-year contract to play for Buriram United of the Thai Premier League in July, our friend Anthony, so I'll just call him Anthony instead, was eating at a night market when the massive animal, which he compared to as a monster truck, lumbered by with its owner.
Okay, first off, Daniel, I want to ask you this. Why do these leagues, they all say Premier League?
Mm.
Everywhere, you know, if I read about the different leagues around the world, this Premier League, that Premier League, what's up with calling them all Premier League?
Well, Premier derives from the word first, or at the highest level. So, and it sounds glorious. It sounds very special, like the top league. So, and the English soccer league is called the Premier League, and that everyone looks to as an example of how a real soccer league should look or feel or sound like. Premier League. So other countries just take that name and add it to their leagues, and it just sounds a lot more prestigious, more professional.
Okay. And where does Thailand rank in the world of soccer?
Well, I think they're somewhere in the hundreds, honestly.
Okay.
I don't think they're that high up there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know.
Okay. All right. But they do have this league, and I believe it's you know, as far as a team sport in Thailand, probably the most popular sport there as far as a team sport. So he signed with Buriram United, and that's actually north-northeast of Thailand. And it is out there kind of in the middle of nowhere, what you might consider in Thailand. So very far away from Bangkok. So here he is, Ampai Patakwan. He is eating at a night market when this elephant walks by. What did he compare it to?
He compared it to a monster truck. Now, a monster truck, I mean, obviously in America we have very large trucks, you know, very, what we call them, SUVs, right?
Yeah, well, SUVs, and then, but also actually monster trucks are actually, there's a competition. We've got car racing, of course, but monster trucks are these modified pickup trucks that they put these huge tires on, and they will have these events in sports arenas. They'll put dirt on the ground, and then the monster trucks will, like, jump over cars and climb over cars, and it's really kind of ridiculous to see.
Well,
it's
almost those wheels are huge on those cars, too. They're massive. They're 10 feet high or something. It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, yeah. What I'm thinking about is the movie Transformers. Mm. If you've seen Transformers, in a way, you might have seen some monster trucks in there. They've got those huge wheels, and they make so much noise, you end up deaf after going to these things and the fumes and everything. But people love going to them. So there's something about it. And watching trucks roll over cars. So, but these this elephant that looks like a monster truck lumbered by with its owner. What do we mean lumbered by?
Lumbered, well, we see it in our vocabulary focus, means to move in a slow, awkward, and heavy way. I guess that's the best way of describing how an elephant walks. It doesn't walk very quickly. It just has a lot of weight. Elephants are at least a ton in terms of their weight, so it would be very slow and awkward and moving from side to side.
Well, it's good that it's lumbering in the night market and not rampaging through the night market.
So, and it's good that it's lumbering with its owner.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little bit safer for everybody. Now, we see why this elephant is lumbering through the market.
That's how he gets tips. He does tricks. And I think this is very common in Thailand, if you've ever visited Thailand. Like you mentioned, Daniel, they'll be walking with their owner, and they do tricks, you know, things that, you know, like standing on their back legs or playing with a ball in order to get money. And that's what these tips are. They'll do a trick, then people will pay them money for doing these tricks.
Yeah. Okay. And that is a quote from Anthony. He explained this actually when he returned. He was back in America when he did this interview for the newspaper that we got this from. And so he explained this when he returned to Akron for the farewell of the University of Akron coach. His coach, Caleb Porter, was leaving the University of Akron. Actually, his coach has moved on to be the head coach of the Portland Timbers in the MLS, the Major League Soccer League, in America. So the coach, very successful. And what happens is that when you're successful at the university level, you might get you might get professional offers then. So, and Anthony M. Patakwan continues with the last sentence in this paragraph.
You pay the elephant. The elephant picks up the money by its nose.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's using its trunk and snout to pick up the money.
Yeah, well, it's the most agile body part of the elephant.
Okay. Yeah. Now, we move on to the next page, Amanda.
Well, we learn more about elephants. They are common in Thailand, unlike America. And this is coming from Empai Pitak Wang's father, Pete. And he came to the United States or immigrated to the United States when he was 19 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this actually, I think a lot of our listeners, a lot of our readers, our audience here in Asia actually can identify with this pattern. Okay. So his father, Pete, went to the United States, I believe, to go to university at age 19. So we've seen that pattern many times. So I think a lot of people can identify with it. And then the people are born in America. And so now there's opportunities for people to come back to their homeland here and pursue their professions. They don't necessarily have to stay in America. And actually, this is part of a theme, a part of a pattern in this article, is that maybe the better opportunity for you might lie elsewhere. So I think that's what we're learning from this also, not just sports, but also, hey, I maybe need to go where my talents are appreciated. So that's what Anthony and Pai Patakwan is going through as we progress through this article. And then we see here, I had mentioned to you that where Buriram is, 5 hours northeast of Bangkok, not heavily populated. And then he continues talking about the exciting drive, driving conditions there.
He says driving is crazy, so he relies on team chauffeurs and never gets behind the wheel.
Okay. Now, did you ever drive in Thailand?
I have not driven in Thailand, but I have been in cars in Thailand, and it is an experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One time I went to Bangkok, and we were in a taxi, and it was pretty out of control. There were four people in the car. So we decided, no, we didn't want to be in it any longer. So we told him to stop. We got out and got another taxi.
Oh.
It was really
He was a little
bad.
Too aggressive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually
for our safety.
I'm glad you said that, Amanda, because sometimes a lot of our visitors, travelers, whether you're here or elsewhere in another country, if you might end up in a bus or you might end up in a taxi and the driver is very aggressive. Do not just sit there and be a passive passenger. You do not have to stay in that vehicle. If you are uncomfortable, stop the driver and say, look, I'm getting out.
Right.
Okay. Do not stay in a vehicle where the driver is a little crazy because you could end up killed or injured. And just get out. Don't just sit there and take it if the guy's driving like a nut. So, all right. Now, he's relying, though, Anthony and Pai Patakwan is relying on chauffeurs. What's that?
A chauffeur is a person employed to drive a private car belonging to someone else. And obviously, this team has the money to hire drivers to pick up or take players to different places, which is nice. It's a nice service.
Sure is convenient. So especially also, I believe in Thailand, they drive on the left side of the road. So, yeah, and that's like they do in New Zealand, right?
That's right.
So
I'm familiar with that.
That it makes it even more dangerous if you're not if you drive on the right side of the road. So it would be very confusing. Okay, let's move on to our second reading for today.
A chance to play. A member of the U.S. under-17 team, Ampai Patakwan was Porter's first big-time recruit. As a senior midfielder, Ampai Patakwan was a co-captain of the Zips 2010 National Championship team. He finished his career as the Zips' all-time leader in games played. taken by the San Jose Earthquakes in the second round of the 2011 Major League Soccer Super Draft, Ampi Patakwan started 5 games and played in 12 before injuries ended his rookie season. Last year, he found himself stuck on the bench as the Earthquakes surprised many by finishing with the best record in the MLS. Ampi Patakwan said, "It was hard to get my foot in the door and show myself. When this opportunity came, it was almost a no-brainer. I had to take it. I had to go somewhere and play."
Okay, why would he leave America and go to Thailand to play football? And we learn why here in this section, a chance to play.
That's right. First of all, we learned that he was a member of the U.S. under-17 team. Now, I'm curious about under-17 team. I know that in soccer there are different ages and leagues you can play in, but is it important to make a good impression in an under-17 team?
Yeah, absolutely. Many times the people you play with as an under-17 player are the ones that you will be playing with later on in the senior team as well. So, and these are great opportunities for scouts to see your talents, to hopefully get to play for another club team, but also just, yeah, it's a great promotion thing, and it's a great training. A lot of the great soccer stars today started out playing in the under-16, under-17, and under-21, and then all the way up to the senior level. So it's a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, it's also a good place for coaches, university coaches, to recruit players. That's what we're talking about here. Coach Caleb Porter saw Anthony Ampi Patakwan playing for the under-17 team, and he became his first big-time recruit, meaning that Anthony was the coach's big signing as far as saying, okay, come on, attend the University of Akron, play football here, play soccer, and so it was a successful – it was a coup by the coach. It was a coup, C-O-U-P, to get such a great player to come to Akron. He was a senior midfielder, which is one of the positions there on soccer, and he was also co-captain of the Zips 2010 National Championship team. That's the nickname of the Akron University sports teams, the Zips.
Hmm.
So – I think it's like a rabbit.
Oh, is it a rabbit?
Yeah.
A zip.
A zip is a rabbit. Their mascot is, I believe it's a rabbit.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. It's not quite like lions and tigers and bears. They are the Zips.
Zips.
So, but they zip around the field. So they're very quick. Now, we see that he finished his career as what?
The Zips' all-time leader in games played. So he was very good at his job and he left an impression.
Okay, and then after that, he moved on to what?
He was taken by the San Jose Earthquakes in the second round of the 2011 Major League Soccer Super Draft, which is a great step into the professional world of soccer.
Yeah.
MLS is the Major League Soccer in the United States. It's the league, and San Jose is certainly one of the teams. I think there's...
It's about 12 teams or so.
Teams.
Yeah. Now, how does MLS rate with the other leagues around the world?
Well, it's not terrible. They have a lot of it's not bad. In fact, many superstars from Europe and Brazil, they tend to retire in the American Soccer League, mostly because of the money, but also just it's a growing league.
End up with people like David Beckham ending his career there, right?
And sort of, yeah. He started again, though.
Finishing his career, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, years ago, well, there have been several players. So it's not the best, but it's not the worst.
No.
So, but it's there's plenty of money in the league. I know that. It's just a matter of the best players do play in Europe in the prime of their career. So, but anyways, Anthony there, he started 5 games for them in 2011 and played in 12 games before injuries ended his initial first season with the team. And then it kind of went downhill, right?
That's right. Last year, he found himself stuck on the bench. Mm-hmm. And nobody likes to be left on the bench, especially an athlete. This is a term we use just to mean that they're sitting on the seats next to the game, having to watch the game and being unable to play the game.
Right. So when you're on the bench, you're watching. The other guys are out there playing. And, yeah, nobody likes to be there. Everybody wants to be starting. But, you know, there's a reason he was sitting on the bench. This was a decent team, right?
Yeah. There was a lot of competition within the team itself. There are good players. And if there's a player that's better than you, then the coach has to decide who does he want to put on the field.
Right.
And the team did finish with the best record in the MLS. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can't really complain about it because the team was successful. Everybody wants individual glory, but at the same time, there's also the reward in the team winning. Mm-hmm. And actually, that is the goal, the team winning, not individual glory. So as we move into this last paragraph of today, Anthony M. Patakwan said what?
Well, he said, it's hard to get my foot in the door and show myself. Well, it's an opportunity to get the opportunity to work in a place or a chance to show an organization what you can do. Getting your foot in is really the smallest chance you can get to be noticed, to get a chance to work at a place, for instance.
And actually, you know, just visualize this, that a door is closing and at the last minute you stick your foot in the door. The door almost closes on your ankle. But they can't get the door closed because your ankle and your foot are inside. So they have to open it up and say, okay, come on in. We'll give you a chance. And whether it's on a sports team or working for a company, that's all we really want is just give me a chance. Get your foot in the door. Give me a chance. So, and we see here that when this opportunity came,
it was almost a no-brainer. And that's also a great word, no-brainer. It means you didn't have to think about it. Like, you almost just, yeah, you didn't have to think about it. You didn't have to analyze it. Just do it.
Okay. I had to take it, he said. I had to go somewhere and play, which is really all anybody wants, right?
Yeah. You're a soccer player. You don't want to sit on the bench. You want a chance somewhere new. If you don't get to play on one team, then you should play for another.
Even if it's in a better league, if you're sitting on the bench, you're better off sometimes going and playing in the next lower level just to get the experience and get out there and show what you can do. Listeners, thanks for joining us today. Come on back for day two tomorrow. We'll see you then.